is to limit the impact that flu has on our collective patients as a community. So it really is to help protect the patients in all of our hospitals as a collective healthcare community.
And to limit the impact, local hospitals are joining forces by limiting visitation to their hospitals.
Limiting exposure limits the spread of flu.
That's Dr. Matthew Denenberg, Vice President of Medical Affairs at Spectrum Grand Rapids. Spectrum, along with Mercy Health, Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, Mary Freebed, and Pinerest Christian Mental Health Services, are all limiting visitation, as well as asking patients to limit the number of people who accompany them to office and clinic visits. This follows the Centers for Disease Control's declaration of a flu epidemic, which has many hospital staff members working overtime.
Our hospital census is at record highs right now. We have a number of patients admitted in the hospitals with flu-related illnesses. So, yes, we are seeing what the rest of the country is seeing right now.
Dr. Denenberg says in addition to limiting the number of visitors except for extenuating circumstances, they'll also be asking a few questions.
Have you had a fever? Have you had a cough or a sore throat? Have you been exposed to somebody with flu-like symptoms in the last couple of days to try and limit the people coming in with the flu to prevent them from transmitting it to staff and other patients.
Dr. Denenberg says the limits on visitation will remain in effect basically until they determine they're no longer needed. But in the meantime, residents should continue to play it safe.
Cough etiquette, and that's covering your mouth when you cough. Good hand hygiene, washing your hands, using hand sanitizer, alcohol-based hand sanitizers, getting your flu shot. It's not too late. The CDC is still recommending, if you have not gotten your flu shot, to still go out and get your flu shot.
Jennifer Moss, WGVU News.